I sat down with my sister and she told me about her gallbladder attack and what she's doing to prevent another one.
Avoid eating fried foods. Avoid eating fried foods and also avoid unhealthy fats. So like your trans fats and like your saturated fats. You want to try to stay away from foods that had those types of fats in there, because then it would cause a gallbladder to have to produce extra bile and have to break down all these unhealthy fats. And so that was one of the main things I was told to do, was to avoid unhealthy fats and fried foods. In order to avoid the surgery, staying away from those fried foods and those bad fats would be a way to avoid doing surgery. And just basically having overall good balanced diet of, you know, foods that have fiber and whole grain would be very helpful. If you have a good diet intake, then you'll find that you won't necessarily have these issues with your bile, and so you won't necessarily develop gallbladder stones, and so you won't necessarily have to do surgery.
She says gallbladder health depends on gut health.
To keep a healthy digestion system, that depends on your gut microbe. And you probably don't hear a lot about this, but your gut microbe has a lot to do with a diet that's higher in plant-based. And so a diet, I'm not saying not to eat animal products, but it has, research has shown that a gut health is better when you have majority of your food being plant-based. So the more plant-based you eat, the more good gut microbes you're going to produce.
She says the best advice is to think ahead.
So you really want to be intentional about what you're eating, just as much as you're intentional about taking a shower or going shopping or, you know, watching a video game or playing on your video game or watching a program. You know, you put it on your calendar because you can't miss it. So you want to be intentional about how you're eating.
This is Deborah Wallace for WCC News.